Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots of the actions you take. How your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining. Within every market, there are solutions as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance questions, I am the consumer advocate looking for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. So remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcast.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We do every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Today is the day for Mitchell, my son Mitchell. I think today is probably one of his favorite celebration days of the year. Today, now he's probably not listening to us today, so I'm not going to tell him this one. Today is National Whipped Cream Day, and you know, my little guy there, he likes his whipped cream. So tell me what your favorite item to put whipped cream on. National Whipped Cream Day celebrates whipped cream's contribution to the dessert world. A lot of fun stuff. You know, in a little nasty weather here in Southern California right now, so a little cream hot chocolate. Don't forget the peppermint schnapps at hot chocolate day. So, but a little hot chocolate, peppermint schnapps, whipped cream. You got it, man. How can you go wrong with that one? Well, I guess I get myself in trouble doing that too often. But yeah, that's just kind of the way it is. Looking at markets right now, checking out those markets. Dow Jones Industrial Average. It is down 110 points, not much of a prize there. We're looking at oil still doing a little bit of a retreat there. See what happens with oil being they have the OPEC agreement to cut production. Interesting enough, they never follow through their thoughts over there. Never follow through. Not a whole lot of honorability in that area. So we probably won't see where they'll stick to that one, that agreement, like they don't most of them. So that's just a question mark right there. Gasoline prices, well, they're still 235.9 up ever so slightly from yesterday. A year ago, $1.99.3, $1.99 a year ago, 235.9 today. Right here in the state of confusion, $2.77.7, so higher than the national average, all attributed to taxes. And of course, we like to spend taxes. California equates to the state of tax. I've heard it as a state of confusion, but in many instances, we just like to tax ourselves. But hey, you know something? We have to find some way to go ahead and afford to pay the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, now on the California budget at the tune of $25,000 a month is what our state legislature just agreed to pay Eric Holder, $25,000 a month. We didn't have enough lawyers in the state. We don't have enough lawyers already working in the government, yet we've got to hire somebody else. And the main reason is Governor Jerry Brown wants to be ready to fight President-elect every opportunity he has. Now, let's think about this, because this is from you can't make this stuff up, but nobody's talking about it, so I will share the information with you, and you just see what your thoughts are on it, because I tell you, to me, it seems, unfortunately, we can expect it in the state of California, but it's a shame. So we hire Attorney General, former Attorney General Eric Holder, at $25,000 a month. We heard from the state of, from the County of Los Angeles, that they're going to start spending, putting $10 million away to pay for illegal aliens. And then yesterday we got, well, it wasn't yesterday, it went into effect on the 1st, but no one's talking about this one. It is now legal for children to be, or the state of California has decriminalized child prostitution. Think about that one. California decriminalizing child prostitution. Think about the environment, which we should be worried about the environment, but we're worried about climate change, offshore drilling, yet child prostitution, that's not a problem in the state of California. How does that equate? And the legislature came out and made that a law, you know, saying that it's not against the law for child prostitution. Who's going to protect kids? See, part of the idea with some of these laws is it's not an issue of trying to put more people in jail. Sometimes laws made to protect people. And the idea here is, at one point, if a child was accused of prostitution, maybe they could get him some help. Now the idea is the pimps will just tell the kids, they tell the law enforcement, hey, we're protected by law, whatever the number is of this law. Can you believe us, California, doing something like that? Well, I shouldn't say that, because in California, when it comes to laws and regulations, probably I believe just about anything, because not a whole lot of scruples, not a whole lot of ethics when it comes to our legislature. They just want to create more and more rules and regulations for everybody. I just cannot believe this one, that they really did this to the young people of California. Not protect, they don't vote. That's probably, maybe that's why they didn't care about decriminalizing child prostitution in the state of California. Unbelievable that that's really something that we can be proud of, right? I mean, obviously we should be proud of the laws that we create, right? Well, if that's the case, California is probably excited to have decriminalized child prostitution. Unbelievable. And no one's talking about it. Nobody is talking about it. Right here you hear about it, Ron Siegel Radio. It gets my blood boiling when you hear some of these stories like this one. Amazing. Moving to the economic news that we have of the day. 170,000, or actually 153,000 people were added to private sector payrolls in December. The expectation was for 170,000. November payrolls revised lower by 1,000 to 215,000 was that number. Weekly jobless claims fell by 28,000 to 235,000 last week, lower than the 260,000 estimated. Institute for Supply Management's gauge of service sector growth was unchanged from November. And is the day and age of going to the mall and shopping, is that about over? Think about this one. I just saw a report. Macy's, they're going to be closing stores at Macy's. They had a poor season, a poor Christmas season, and now they're looking at closing 68 Macy's stores around the country. Yes, they will be closing stores in Southern California as well. We're on the list. We don't get excluded from this. So Macy's, Kohl's, I guess, is planning on closing some stores as well. They did not have a good Christmas season. Part of this problem that's coming up with some of these facilities, these companies, is that they don't have an ability really monitoring until it's too late what's happening with holiday sales, just because Black Friday used to be a good indicator for what was going on with some of the holiday sales online shopping. So Mission Valley, San Diego, that store is planning to be closed. Santa Barbara, North Hollywood, Simi Valley. Looking down this list of other stores here. See if we can find anything else in California. I guess that's the majority of the California stores. Closing Macy's, Sears to close 150 stores. Selling the Craftsman brand. Sears will no longer have that Craftsman brand. Selling that brand, $900 million. Kohl's closing. Boy, it's a shame to see what's all happening with all these outlets. But it's something, the more and more we continue to try and create regulation, doesn't it make sense that some of these stores are going to start closing? We're going to start losing more and more jobs. We're going to go to online jobs, online purchasing. See, I don't know about you. I bought quite a few gifts over the holiday season. right there online. They actually came directly out of the Orient, so I didn't even have to worry about where the gifts were coming from. I got to save money by buying them directly from overseas. They just ship them right off to us from the overseas manufacturers. Yeah, it takes a little bit longer, but if you can save all that money from the California and from the United States regulatory expenses, do you worry about where it's coming from? Thought process right there for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, millionaire to millennials. You buying a home? We'll talk about it. A couple of credit bureaus got busted for deception. Americans are putting billions more than usual in their 401ks. How does that happen? Why is that happening? Is there a plan for it? Well, we'll talk about that as well. Got a lot to cover. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Your credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has solutions for you. You just need to go to CreditSanitizer.com, dollars a month, $89, something like that, and you can get on that Credit Sanitizer. Credit bureaus are busted is the subject of today's report. We've talked about this many, many times that credit bureaus generally are not your friend. The information on the commercials that you're seeing, probably not exactly what you thought they might be. The days of singing credit reports may be gone, but credit bureau marketing skullduggery is still sailing. Amazing. On Tuesday, the CFPB ordered the two biggest credit bureaus, TransUnion and Equifax, to pay a total of $5 million in fines and give $17.6 million in refunds to customers. Now, we've talked about this before. Do they really care? Yeah, they don't really care about that stuff. So here, you look at this $22, $23 million in fines, and they make billions of dollars a year. So do you think they really care about these? It's like it's slap on the wrist. It's like telling you that you can't go get a cup of coffee today is the difference when you think about the amount of money these companies make, and then you look at $23 million in fines against them. Think about that. They get $23 million in fines for $17 million worth of – or $5.5 million fines based on $17 million in refunds to customers. Recently, Wells Fargo, you remember all that stuff going on with Wells Fargo? Well, they had about $15 million in damage to their clients, and they got $185 million in fines, $185 million in fines. Well, what did the companies do? Well, they were misleading. Remember, I've talked many, many times about a FICO score, not the FICO score, but the FICO score. Well, that's what this is all about, is that FICO score where they were leading clients and consumers to believe that that score they were giving people was a true and correct FICO score. And no, you cannot get a FICO score by signing up for these free credit reports. Now, yes, you are entitled to get one free credit report each year from the three bureaus at annualcreditreport.com. But notice, that is a free credit report. That is not your FICO score. The FICO score is something that's derived from the Fair Isaac Corporation. They charge for that. The Bureau charge for that. It's your money to get it. There's no free lunch. So online sites like Credit Karma, Credit Sesame will give free credit scores based on one of the three bureaus' reports that are close to the FICO score. For most people, that's good enough for general monitoring. If you're shopping for a home, though, this is not a true FICO score. You need to get that by paying up front or through a system that gives you access to your credit score as a benefit. Discover does it. Capital One does it. Walmart does it. Just remember, there's a difference between the FICO and the FICO. When you're looking at the FICO score, it's generally going to run on a range of 300 or 350 to 800 or 850. You've basically got out a 500-point spread in there for a legitimate FICO score. That's Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So I figured this morning, being that we did see this article come through, might be fun to answer some of your top questions that we get at Ron Siegel Radio about credit scores. So what is considered a good credit score? Now remember, I am talking FICO, not FICO, not Vantage, not any of those other fancy names. I lead a lending team. So with a lending team, we deal with mortgages and FICO scores. That's the Fair Isaac score. Again, range from 350 to 800, 850. 680 is considered good, and above 720 is excellent. Now, some of the FICO scores, they're going to go up to as high as 990. So think about that. If somebody called me and said, hey, Ron, I've got an 860 FICO score, I have to tell them and educate that you're really not getting a FICO score. That's a credit score, a Vantage score, a FICO score. It's not your legitimate FICO score because FICO scores don't go that high. Now, remember, we've talked about this past. There are nine credit reports for every individual. Nine credit reports for each individual. So you're gonna there's the three main bureaus. Or actually, there's a lot more than that, but nine major ones. Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. They're the three major bureaus that we talk about. You've got credit scores from each of those for mortgage. You've got credit scores from each of those credit card companies and credit scores from each of those for auto companies. So they're not always going to be using the same data. They're not always going to come up with the same results. So the next question that we get, will paying off debt and closing credit cards help my score? And no, paying off debt will help your score. Closing credit cards generally hurts your score. Depends how long it's been open, but generally you want to keep those credit cards, especially older credit cards with higher limits, low balances. Keep those open. Make sure you're using them on a regular basis. So while it's prudent to manage your debt, pay down your balances, closing a card has a high available balance, low debt, you know, that can cause some problems on your score. The length of score, and we'll talk about where the percentages come from in a bit, but the length of history is going to be one of the areas what's going to really help your credit scores over the long run. I've had my credit pulled several times while shopping for a loan. Will that hurt my score? Credit bureaus understand that you will shop around for the best mortgage or auto loan or auto purchase or credit card. That means your credit will be pulled several times. Good news is they usually count this group in batches of inquiries as one when they're done within a 30-day period. So try to contain them to within a 30-day period, but avoid multiple credit pulls on different kinds of debt, financial desperation or risk, or there could be a small score drop. Again, basically you're looking at a 10% of your score is accounted for in these areas of credit inquiries, 10%. So remember I told you that you've got a 500-point spread on the FICO score. 50 points is going to be what's accounted for in this area. If you go to a lot of different sources, you go to a mortgage pull, an auto pull, then you go to Lowe's, and then you go to Kohl's, and then you go to IKEA. You start doing that a lot of times over 45 days, it's going to affect your score. But remember, if you have an 850 FICO score and it brings you down the full 50 points, you're at 800. Well, 800 is still a darn good score. What is the ideal debt ratio to get the best credit score? So ideally, keep it below 30%. What does that mean? How do you figure that out? You know, you start talking ratios, I see a lot of people's eyes glaze over when I talk to utilization ratios, debt-to-income ratios, credit utilization ratio. It's very simple. Credit utilization is the result when you take credit, your balance. So say you've got a $1,000 credit card and you've got a $200 balance. Take the 200 divided by 1,000, so your utilization is 20%. Keeping that below 30 is good. Now, if you try to pay off debt, how do you do that the most efficient way? Well, you have to know what your short, long-term goals are. Because in some instances, you just want to pay down the highest interest rate first. In other instances, what you really want to be doing is getting your ratios in line. So that's what we want to look at right there. And we'll talk about that more when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, millionaire to millennials. Are they buying homes? We'll talk about it. Americans are putting billions more than usual in their 401ks. Why would they be doing that? We'll chat about that as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, ronsiegel1. Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a bit.
Our house. Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you, get you the true equity position of your property. Again, we got some great information coming out this time of year. There's a lot of people are looking at buying houses. They're thinking about it for the year. Now is the time to really get that game plan in place to be buying a new house. I always talk about the game plan. Yeah, I know I like sports a little bit. I'm a sports junkie. So when you think about some of these different items, game plan of getting a house is really to get started. Talk to a loan professional. Obviously, we'll put you in touch with our friends over at Gold Star to see about getting that done for you. But getting pre-approved, understanding your budget, working on your long and short-term goals, knowing if you're going to be buying a house this year, next year. Again, put that plan together. But I saw the report last week. CNBC ran an article quoting self-made millionaire David Bach explained that not purchasing a home is the single, the single biggest mistake millennials are making, unquote, because buying real estate is, quote, an escalator to wealth. Bach went on. If millennials don't buy a home, their chances of actually having any wealth in this country are little to none. The average homeowner to this day is 38 times wealthier than a renter. In his best-selling book, The Automatic Millionaire, Bach does the math. As a renter, you can easily spend $500,000 or more on rent over the years, $1,500 a month, 30 years. I don't know if you're, where you're going to get $1,500 a month in Southern California, but that's pretty tough. But that's $540,000, and in the end, wind up just where you started, owning nothing. Or you can buy a house and spend the same amount paying down a mortgage, and in the end, wind up owning your own home free and clear. Now, the question I always ask is, who is this that we're listening to, and should we be listening to them? David Bach, who is he? A self-made millionaire has written 9 consecutive New York Times bestsellers, 31 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. He is one of the only business authors in history to have 4 books simultaneously on the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Business Week, and USA Today bestseller lists. Been a contributor to NBC's Today Show, appearing more than 100 times. Regular on ABC, CBS, Fox, CNBC, CNN, Yahoo, The View, and PBS, and has been profiled in many major publications, all the major ones. Bottom line, whenever a well-respected millionaire gives investment advice, people usually clamor to hear it. This millionaire gave simple advice. If you don't yet live in your own home, go buy one. Give us a call. We'll put you in touch with somebody to help you get on that path to home ownership. His article was 38 times. We've documented many times, 45, 47 times more wealth. Either number is a pretty big number to figure that where people have more wealth by owning a home than by renting. And we'll chat about that in the next segment. I know we've got a story that we're going to talk about where we're going to share about people putting money into a 401k. Now, would you really put money into a 401k so you can pay higher taxes or buy your own house and make more money, earn more money, have more wealth? Think about that concept. A lot of people don't understand it. We'll be talking about, maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll see what we have on the calendar. But let's talk, continue with these, answering your questions about credit reports. We talked about the ideal debt ratio to get the best credit score. 30% is going to get you great numbers. If you want even better, go below 10%. So I was talking a little bit about, again, that game plan. If you're planning on buying a house, the idea is bring that number down on all of your debts so that you're getting the utilization number down. If the purpose is for getting your debts paid off, but you're not looking to buy a major purchase, car, house, something along those lines, where you're needing to get a highest possible credit score to get the lowest possible interest rate, then that's when you want to pay down your highest interest rate debt first. But again, you're going to pay down proportionally to get the numbers below that 30% and then work to get them below 10% on each of your different debts. That's going to be your best bet. What factors determine the credit score? Credit score is calculated based on several factors. 30% credit utilization. Covered the credit utilization a little bit earlier. 35% is payment history. Keeping a track record of paying on time is the most important factor. 10% mix of credit, a good mix of quality revolving accounts, mortgage debt, and installment debt. 10% new credit, opening new accounts. And new accounts deemed risky can lower your score. 15% is the length of credit history. So you recall I was sharing with you, don't close those old credit cards that have a high limit and a low balance. Again, it goes on your game plan. If you're looking to buy in a house or a car, even if you have to pay a little bit for a fee to keep those opened, that's fine. Also, make sure they're active. So if you haven't used it in a long time, well, you got to go buy a cup of coffee and then pay it off right away. That way, it's still showing as an active card in your credit bureau, or maybe they closed it. You don't even know about it. How will a late payment hurt my credit score? Obviously, you want to avoid late payments at all costs, since 35% of your credit score is based on your payment history. If you pay late, your score will drop anywhere from 80 to 100 points typically. But what you definitely want to stay away from is a 90-day late, which will cause real lasting damage to your score. Again, game planning. If you have several credit cards and they've all active and all low utilization rates that we've talked about in the last segment, if you didn't catch it, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube or ronsiegelradio.com, and you can get the archives right there. Go back and use your credit cards and open up additional cards down the road. Not when you're looking at buying a new house, not when you're looking at buying a new car, but say you're not planning, say you just closed escrow on a new house. Well, then you're all done with that interest rate. You've got, you're locked into that rate. So now you're able to go and do everything that you want and open up a new credit cards. See, here's the idea. If you've got one or two credit cards and you have a late payment, that's going to have a big effect on you, right? Because you look at it and you say your payment history is 35%. If you've got one credit card and you're paying that on time and one you're not paying on time, well, you're going to lose a lot of points right there. Now, what if you have five credit cards with low balances and if they continue to grow their limits, as long as you're not paying interest and you're not paying the ownership fee, well, then you're able to continue to what I call put a life jacket around your credit score. Because if you're late on one, but you have six others that you're paying on time, now I'm not advocating being late. I want you to be late. But if you are, you don't have as much of a problem. Married or a co-signer on a loan, the other person defaults. Different states, different rules when it comes to assuming debt responsibility when you're married. The community property states, yes, that is California, where you're responsible if your partner's debts accrued during marriage. Well, you got to deal with it. Even if you get divorced, you're both on the hook for the debt. Remember this issue, because this is the number one month for divorce filings. And if that's something that's in your future, I feel horrible for you. Give me a call, though. I know some great family lawyers that we can introduce you to. I know some poor ones as well, some that'll grind you for a lot of extra fees. So I'll warn you about those. I'll introduce you to the ones whom I think will probably do a better job for you. In fact, Bart Carey comes and talks to us on a regular basis. If you search in our archives for Bart Carey, you can talk to him about these issues. But lenders don't want to deal with courts. Even though you may have a divorce decree that says your ex is responsible for a property or for a mortgage, if your name is still on it, the lender in many instances is going to look at it and say, you know something, I don't want to deal with it. I'm going to still hit you with that fee. Some lenders will look and say, you know something, if you can prove to me that your ex has been making the payments on time for the last 12 months or 24 months, then we'll eliminate that in conjunction with the divorce decree. We'll eliminate it from your debt-to-income ratio. But again, many times, if it's the same whenever you become a co-signer on a loan for somebody, it's your debt. We're seeing that with several people right now that we're trying to work through loan programs for them. They co-signed for somebody who didn't pay the bill, and now it's affecting their credit scores. What does FICO mean? People sometimes get confused as the different entities that are involved with your credit reporting and scoring. Clear that up. FICO, again, as I've shared before, Fair Isaac Corporation, which is the main credit reporting company. Three credit bureaus report to collect your data and report it to FICO, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. No, you do not have a FICO score that is stored anywhere. Your FICO score is generated the second somebody buying that score requests. You may get a different score an hour from now than you get right now. Depends on what's happened in the interim. So that can be from hour to hour, minute to minute. Again, how many times they've been pulled, those all have a bearing on your FICO score. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Americans are putting billions more than usual in their 401k. Why would they be doing that? Well, we'll chat about it when we come back. You can reach us anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back. in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron's Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-90. The word on wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Want to get the true information about the reverse mortgage, just go to the website AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Give us a call at 800-306-1990. Be happy to chat with you about the reverse mortgage. It's one of the most misunderstood loan products on the market. The reverse mortgage, one of the most misunderstood out there. Just a thought right there. Hey, don't forget, we've got that big seminar coming up. High Trust Senior Symposium, January 21st. We're going to have a lot of great people there sharing super information. We're going to be talking about trusts and insurance and aging where you want to age and home health services. What's the difference between home health and home medical services? We'll chat about both of those. We're going to talk about dementia, Alzheimer's, reverse mortgages, living in your property, senior communities. How do you find the right senior community? How do you afford the senior community? How do you afford all these different – what are some of the veterans' benefits? We're going to have an elder law attorney. We're working on getting an elder law attorney to come chat with us. It's going to be a great information there. So with it is the fun January 21st free. Not only is it free, continental breakfast for you. And we're going to also have, again, no cost. And there's going to be a virtual gift bag for everybody. So come on over there. It'll be at the Embassy Suites. Real nice event. Looking forward to chatting with everybody right there. Go back to I didn't even give you the information here on our One Wealth segment. Americans putting billions more than usual in their 401k. Yeah, well, here's the issue. You know me, I'm not a big fan of the 401k. I don't like it, but I understand what businesses are doing. They're basically going on a reverse approval, and that I like even less. They're basically saying to you, we're going to put a 1% in a 401k for you unless you opt out. Bad idea, but I know that's what's happening right now. Again, I am not a fan of the 401k. The 401k, what you want to do with the 401k is put money in up to the amount that your company matches for you. If they don't match for you, don't put anything into it. That's in your best interest. You're much better off talking to our friend Al Manfrey about some of his products that instead of saying, let's take and pay a low tax today, maybe not a low tax rate, but a low dollar amount of tax today, and getting that money to grow for you, tax deferred, come out tax deferred, and maybe never have to pay it a tax on it. And Al's got some strategies for it. I don't sell it. I just tell you to go talk to Al. Or you can go and put money away tax deferred today and then pay more later. Now, there are some people that like the idea of paying taxes, so that's I don't have a problem with it. If you're doing it knowingly, hey, go for it. Pay more taxes. We're in the state of California. We kind of force ourselves or vote to pay taxes all the time, so that's not abnormal here in the state of California for some to want to pay higher taxes. We do it in California all the time. Those of you that don't like the idea of paying higher taxes and you want to get a little bit lower tax bill, talk to Al, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with him. But that's really how it's happening. People are going into this opt-out program of 401k. They're ending up putting more money away. We're seeing that happen over time. Now, think about this. You put money into a 401k, but you don't have a own your own home. Which do you think is going to grow faster? Now, let's think, if you have a 401k and it grows 5% a year, or maybe some really, really good years and it grows 10%, and it's compounding, and I understand the idea of the taxes and all that, or you have a house that grows 5%, but you've got 10 times leverage. So you're at 50% growth versus an outstanding year in your 401k might be 10%, 50 versus 10. What do you think is better for you? Now you understand why it's so much better for you to have a house than a 401k, a house than an IRA. A lot of different areas right there for you to chat about or understand. If you want more information on this, if you want me to explain to your situation, just call me, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Be happy to chat with you and tell you and just demonstrate to you why you are so much better off having real estate, having some of Al's programs. Last thing on the list, last investment, is that 401k or the IRA. So we've been chatting this morning about some questions we get about credit scores all the time. Number 9 question, if I had a bankruptcy, foreclosure, a judgment against me, is my credit ruined for life? No, it's not ruined for life, but I'm going to tell you this right off. Get to work on having somebody deal with your credit report. The items are going to stay on your credit report 7 years before fall off. However, there's a few exceptions. Charge-offs stay on your report for 7.5 years from the first missed payment. Make a $1 payment, reages, and starts all over again. Bankruptcy. Chapter 7 BK remains for 10 years from the date filed. Chapter 13 remains for 7 years from the date discharged, or a maximum of 10 years. Student loans remain until they're paid off. foreclosures and short sales probably report for a full 7 years, but the negative impact will diminish over time. Changes in the industry now make possible for some people to buy a home in as little as 1 to 2 years. There are ways of doing that. Again, give me a call at 800-306-1990. The issue here, though, is not when they're supposed to fall off. It's what legitimately happens. Because these items, the bankruptcy and the foreclosures, if they're reported properly, a bankruptcy many times, if reported properly, will increase your credit score. Why? Because the debts are supposed to be clean. That's what a bankruptcy is. It's a fresh start. So they're supposed to clean off your debts. Now, I just looked at one recently that they had a bankruptcy 16, 17 months ago, and the items that were included in the bankruptcy, the items that were discharged through the bankruptcy, are still going as past due and delinquent, even though there's a line item on there that says discharged bankruptcy. That tells us it's being reported inaccurately, and it's having a negative impact on the FICO score. A negative impact on FICO score. So that's what I tell you all the time. Get a hold of our friends over at creditsanitizer.com. I think it's, again, I don't know the exact numbers. I don't own the company. I think it's like $87 a month. They'll start getting you the letter that you need, the information that you need to work on your credit report to get it corrected. When you get that report corrected, most times your credit scores will go up. Again, you need good guidance. Do I have to pay to check my credit score? Really, like I shared with you during the Your Credit Matters segment, the credit bureaus that just got busted for deception, you don't have to pay for a credit score. You do have to pay in many instances for a FICO score. Two big differences. A credit score and a FICO score are not the same thing. The only one that matters to you is the FICO score. The credit scores, the Vantage scores, the FICO scores, those are good to give you a direction of your credit. They'll tell you, is your credit heading upward, downward, what's the trajectory? It does not give you your accurate score if you're going with a Credit Karma or somebody like that. Yes, they do give you good information. But again, know what you're getting before you get it and use it accordingly. If you want me to share with you exactly how to use it, again, not a problem. I'd be happy to give you that information. Call me at 800-306-1990. Again, I'm not giving you some sort of a pitch. It's just we like to give advice. That's the same thing with our seminar that's coming up. Nothing to buy. You're coming in there. It's not costing you anything. Just come in and get some great advice so you can make good decisions. Bring your mom, bring your dad, bring your son and daughter so that they can get the great information that we're trying to share with everybody. And remember, set the first radio preset button to come back every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Stu's Engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, meet any of our guests. Call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.